Thank you very much, and that will be all from KFAC. On behalf of Evergreen Media, may I get everybody's attention, please, to everybody in the Los Angeles Basin and here in the studios in Hollywood. We'd like to make a special tribute on behalf of Scott Ginsburg, myself, Jim DeCastro, and everyone from Evergreen to Bob Conger for the job that he's done, to all of the staff that has worked so hard, Bob Goldfarb, Mary Fain, John Santana, Bernie Allen, Rich Caparella, and all the other members of this fabulous radio station. In the ensuing months since we've had this station, they have been fabulous in our help at keeping it together, and we would like everybody to join us in 60 seconds of silence of respect and admiration for Southern California's classical music.
It's the last week of September. We're back in the year 1952. Senator Richard Nixon had to do some fast talking while he was on the campaign trail with Ike this week. Eisenhower and Nixon have been pledging to clean up the mess in Washington. Well, then the news hit the papers that Nixon has a secret slush fund. The senator, it seems, has accepted $18,000 from a California group for political expenses. Nixon turned to television to explain that he has never profited personally from the contributions. He even mentioned his dog, Checkers, a gift that he said he would never be able to give back. After that, the Republicans were